This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
We keep it funky, man.
It's your second breakfast here on Joy 94.9 with Sonia, and it is 1 minute past 10 indeed, and it's been quite a morning already. Now, we do have some fantastic guests here right now with us on your second breakfast this morning. Something very important we need to talk about and been wanting to get these wonderful women on. I have with me in the studio here and Natalie Cruz, welcome.
Hi.
Hey. And Donna Stolzenberg, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good. Well, of course, you're part of something called the Melbourne Period Project. You're co-founders and original people of that organisation. Don, what is the Melbourne Period Project?
The Melbourne Period Project is it's a registered charity that provides sanitary items for people experiencing homelessness. So that includes people who are in transitional housing, so pretty much anyone who doesn't have an address of their own. So people who are couch surfing with friends, people living in their cars, people who are sleeping rough, so under bridges, on streets, that sort of thing. We provide sanitary items for free for any people in that category, and they're donated by the public. So it's kind of like crowdfunding, only with pads and tampons. Mm. So we have at the moment 150 volunteers around Melbourne who are acting as drop-off points for us. So we cover almost every suburb. We've also had some incredible sponsorship from Libra, Tom Organic as well. So we've been able to top up well on what we need. And we use a volunteer system to put packs together that we call period packs, and they come in five different types. And so people can ask specifically for what they want as far as their own needs go. So each pack has different contents in it, but we also include things like sanitary wipes, hand sanitizer, disposable bags as well for those who are rough sleeping. So because what we really want to avoid is people having to leave their safe place, because once people have sort of settled in for the night, it can be very dangerous for them to wander out to try and find a public toilet, to try and, you know, get hold of something to use. So we want to make sure that they're adequately looked after during the night, so that they can stay in their safe place until morning, when they can come out and dispose of the products that they've used during the night.
Wow, that's incredible. Yes, I heard about you guys through, of course, Pets for the Homeless Melbourne, Yvonne, and Sean Thornton, who we had on last week for Anonymous X. Amazing organisation too. Mm. Now, for you, Natalie, what's brought you to something like the Melbourne Period Project? Have I got it right? No,
Yeah, well, I was homeless myself and experienced not having sanitary products. So I knew that when I was out of that situation, I needed to do something. I needed to make a difference. So once I had a bit more stability with housing, I decided to reach out and see what I could try and get done, try and help these women still out there.
Yeah, so it is an issue then. It is a problem you don't think about until, well, you find out about organisations such as yourself.
Yeah.
So how tough is it out there when you do have it once a month, it happens?
Yeah, I mean,
what do you do?
You use whatever you can find. You have a look in your bag and see what you have. Old socks, old underwear, it's not nice, and it's really humiliating.
Yeah.
Really, yeah, just not nice.
Well, thank goodness for you guys then. Of course, Donna, when did the Melbourne Period Project start up?
The official launch date was the 16th of June this year. We've grown rapidly, very, you know, we've grown quite large very quickly. At the moment, we're reaching 600 women per month. We do 600 period packs. And next packing day, we will probably be pushing out to about 1,000 packs that we'll be making. And we're also now well set up in Echuca Moama, Bendigo, Ballarat, Geelong, the hubs there are all starting as well. And, yeah, so it won't be long and we'll be all over Victoria. And we're looking at sort of Gippsland area at the moment as well. There's a lot of interest out there for what we do. There's a lot of need for it.
Why Gippsland? What's going on there?
Oh, there's homeless population everywhere. So, and people, there's organisations everywhere who work specifically with the homeless population, and they are always scratching for funding to provide sanitary items. There's never enough. Yeah. And we would rather that we were able to provide that so organisations can spend their money on other necessities, because there's never enough for anybody. So the homelessness crisis doesn't just extend to the CBD. It's a problem everywhere, so we want to make sure that our packs are available to anybody who need them.
Cool, excellent. Well, of course, let's get into this a little bit further, find out how people can contact you and find out more about the drop-off points in a moment. Yeah, it's very interesting, and it's good to know that this exists. And in such a short period of time, it's just incredible. What a year 2015 is turning out to be. This is Sonia here with your second breakfast here on Joy 94.9. When you touch the way, I'll make you hot. Jai Ho this morning here on your second breakfast on Joy 94.9. Ah, Jai Ho indeed. You Are My Destiny, A.R. Rahman and the Pussycat Dolls. I think that's 2008 that came out. I could be wrong. You can tell me off. You can also message us if you have any questions for the fabulous woman I have here in the studio from the Melbourne Perry Project. It's easy to do. Just SMS 0427 Joy 949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au and let us know what you think. One of the questions is cup or not to cup. What are cups, Donna?
Cups are menstrual cups, sometimes called diva cups. So they are a plastic device or rubber. I'm not exactly sure what they're made of, but they require insertion and they're a brilliant product. They are, and a lot of people use them, and they do help the environment. They're easy to use for homelessness. They're just not suitable. And we do get that question a lot. And the main things that I'd like to explain to people is that a cup usually needs a bathroom to be changed in. Many people experiencing homelessness are trying to change in sleeping bags under bridges.
Right.
They need to be sterilised. And carrying a cup around during the times that, you know, or trying to wash it in between uses. Now, the only area that people have to wash the cups is public bathrooms, which is humiliating, standing there washing your diva cup. The biggest problem, blood splash. So it's a bodily fluid and it splashes over public basins. And then are you going to be happy to come in after someone has washed their diva cup out and use that same area without it being sterilised? So there is a public health concern with using diva cups in public. People need to be mindful that those experiencing homelessness don't have bathrooms. So they don't have the privacy. They don't have the sanitisation that that we have. You know, we can clean them in our own bathroom or, you know, sanitise the area. They can't do that. And then you come along with your child or, you know, yourself next and you want to use, you know, wash your hands as well and someone's, you know, their blood splashes in there. So
Good point. So that sort of ticks that box for that reason. Yes, of why you don't have the cups or diva cups. It's common sense, I guess, and also keeping it safe for others. And that's important for the homeless person to feel.
Exactly. And before we started, we did consult medical professionals, gynecologists, doctors, health professionals, women's health professionals to work out what was best to offer and what wasn't. And it was an outright no for diva cups because of the fact that it is a public health risk with the blood splash, the humiliation of washing it out in a sink with someone else watching you. And we don't want them to leave their safe place in the middle of the night to go to hunt for a public toilet.
Water and things.
And, you know, where are they going to wash them? So
exactly. Now, also the question is, and it's on your website too, talking about transgender and the comfortableness and helping those who are homeless and trans. And Natalie, of course, you've got an experience there which we'd love to hear.
Yeah, we decided to start the Hemlock Pack, which mm-hmm. is for specifically transgender men, because my partner was homeless with me and he's a transgender man and he was unable to access regular testosterone shots.
Okay.
So then obviously that came back mm-hmm. and which was an extremely traumatic experience, and we just don't want that to happen to any other transgender men experiencing homelessness. If we can step up and give them some products, we will absolutely do that.
Mm. Yeah, it's important for them to feel comfortable and
have
control.
Absolutely.
The asking for the packs can be difficult because, you know, they are male. They have facial hair. Mm. They may call themselves, you know, a male name, and then they're coming up to an outreach worker and asking for sanitary items and getting questioned, why, where's your girlfriend? And they've got to explain, no, it's for me. And they really shouldn't have to do that. So we want to get the word out there to any organisations who work with or have associations with transgender men to let them know of our products. For people experiencing homelessness, they're free. If transgender men want a pack made up and they are financial, then we can also make them up for them for a donation. Mm-hmm. And we can have them sent, delivered, whatever.
Wow, fantastic. Good news. So good news for our community too. That's a good one there, Nat and Donna. So basically, before I let you wonderful woman go out and do your good deeds for the day, how can people find out more about the Melbourne Perry Project and where can they go? And if they want to volunteer or help out?
Well, you can find us on our website, which is mpp.org.au. We're also on Facebook as well, Melbourne Period Project. And the website has a list of all the donation points around and also details on how to volunteer. We will be at the Midsummer Festival as well.
Cool.
Yep, so we're really looking forward to that. Also looking for sponsors too, if anybody wants to put anything in our show bags. And you can also find our products at Anonymous X, the Homey Store, at Melbourne Central. Community Kitchen as well also has our products, and One Voice, Mobile Showers, and PaySack Forward guys with the PaySack Forward initiative. So we're pretty much, we've linked in with some really great organisations.
And like I said, June, you've only been around this year.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
With MPP, we've only been around since June, but we were Blanket Melbourne as well. So we collected 3,000 blankets in 8 weeks for the homeless community. So
wow.
We had our connections already there.
Yeah, and it's been a wickedly cold winter and it's tough out there. It's tough
horrible
out there.
Horrible, yeah.
Yeah, and Nat, anything else to add? How can people find it? You've got a Facebook page too,
We do. We've got a very active Facebook page that every day we're posting something, so come and join us, come and like us.
And we've also got our Let's Act crowdfunder going for a warehouse because my garage is bursting at the seams. So you'll find details of that as well, so that when we get a warehouse, we will be able to accept all volunteers to be able to come and help us out.
We have
another initiative ready to launch after this one, so keep an eye on us.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Natalie Cruz and Donna Stolzenberg from the, of course, the Melbourne Period Project. And we'll put that back on the Facebook page to find out more if you want to get involved, or if you've got any questions also. That's also a good idea. All right. Look, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
for having us. It's been great.
Excellent. This is Sonia with your second breakfast here on Joy.
When you wake up, I'll be long gone. Made the great escape, took my heart and run. There's no returning, no, I'm burning bridges down, Phoenix to the golden flames. 'Cause boy, I'm all cried out over you, over you.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.